Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The Lord laid on my heart, and I don't know what I'm going to be sharing with you because somebody told me or I heard some sort of news report. I just know it because God revealed it to me. Mm-hmm. And we'll just weigh it out, and we'll watch what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a track record mm-hmm. when God begins to reveal things to me that it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the things he's revealing to me is, if you have been robbing from God, if you've been robbing God, I'm not talking about breaking into some building somewhere and stealing the hair products. I'm talking about, robbing from God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you've been robbing him, this side of, oh my goodness, will be a good chance to go, God, I am so sorry for stealing from you. I have stole from you for a long time.
Mm.
I have taken the treasures that was yours, and I've used them to pay off my enemy. I don't know, to pay off the power company.
Right.
To pay off people that were threatened to be able to take my kingdom. Oh, I meant my house. So I've been robbing you with the tithes and the offerings. I'm saying that this morning because you got to be Jesus said this. He says you need to be a shrewd manager. I would read that, coming from management in my education and being a business owner and just loving business.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus gives this story. This is God speaking through Jesus mm-hmm. about how to be a shrewd manager. And this is what mm-hmm. we have to be. We have to be. You want to be able to do what you can on this side of, oh my goodness. Because the other side of, oh my goodness, you're going to have to live with what you did or didn't do. Because you're not mm-hmm. going to be able to do what you could do now. I think it's called repentance, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can repent,
all right,
but you have all this regret. And so you just got to say, yeah, I robbed you. There's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm confessing because you caught me, not because I wanted to do what was right. And God accepts that. But you feel so bad about it. I robbed him all my life, but bless God, he saved me. Mm. And so he says, be a shrewd manager. And you're thinking, this is great. I mean, you sit up, I'm going to learn how to be a manager. And this manager, he's the one running a merch. Imagine he's like running a store for an owner.
Mm-hmm.
And he has all these clients who buy the products and... And so he finds out that he's going to get a transition package, which is a very corporate word for you're out of here. We mm-hmm. don't want to see you again. And the truth is, if we wanted you, we would not be sending you away. But we're telling you good words so that you will leave in a good terms.
Right. Right.
So that you won't come back and use these laws to come against us.
Nah,
that's not true. Anyway, no. Could be. I don't know. And so he's finding out he's going to get a notice. Unlike the federal government's doing right now for all the federal employees, they're saying we're not going to give you a notice and told everybody. You don't have to abide by the Hyde rules, whatever it is. It says that if it looks like you're not going to be able to fund the budget, you've got to let them know 60 days in advance that they could lose their job.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm nothing like our president. The only thing I can compare our current presidency to, and this is all in due respect, and it's just, accuracy based on my knowledge, it seems more like a king. It's like the laws are kind of pushed aside,
right.
And you just hear these new, which is normal. I mean, if you have a king, mm-hmm. you have these decrees. Today, off with your head.
right.
Today, not off with your head. Isn't it good? The king's saying not off with your head today.
Yeah,
I was listening to one businessman interviewed, and he's talking about he created 250,000 jobs. And he says that's 250,000 more jobs than our current president's created.
Oh, my
goodness. And he said, but the thing is that I'm fearful. I have no idea what's going to come out of our president's mind next.
Mm.
He just doesn't know. And he says the businessmen, businesswomen in the community, in the nation, they just don't know what's going to come out next.
Yeah.
And that's a king. A king can do that. A king could get up on the wrong side of the bed, and you could, somebody could come dance before him, and he kind of gets induced, and he goes, give her half the kingdom. Give her half the kingdom. It's like, quit giving him so much wine. We're going to lose the whole country, right?
Right.
And that was acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Cut him off right now.
Cut him off right now.
Turn off his mic, quick.
Man, get Herodias out of here. It's so... Herodias. Anyway, so... And so he says, to be a shrewd businessman. This is Jesus now. This is the Jesus that, you know, kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Let me tell you what he said. He said this. He said, this guy, and he teaches great with allegories, and he says, he's going to get a transition package. He's going to be fired. And a lot of Americans are going, 23 million Americans plus now. 16 million, I believe, just stepped out of the workforce, period, and just said, we're not 16 million, I forget what the number is. They decided they're just not going to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it must be the wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like some husband goes, yeah, I just decided I'm not going to work anymore. Yeah, I decided you're out of here. Anyway, so, that's right. There's nothing sadder than a walk. Anyway, so he finds out he's not going to be working there anymore. But he's in authority as in a management position. And he realizes that he has this ability or given this authority in this business to be able to distribute products and collect the money for the products. You know, like Pat's hair product, you know.
Ooh, you know, that gel?
It's like $15 a can, a bucket. Mm. No, it's not. He does, it's just naturally that way. We'll be talking about that in the extra hour. oh my goodness, I think I see one out of place. Snap, I got a picture. We'll put it up. Anyway, so he's going to be fired. And most people will start saying at that point, like, well, first you go through a pity party. Oh, I did for this company. I've given my life to this thing. I haven't given to the Lord, but I have given to this company. And I've been serving the union. The union, as if it was the union that fought during the war, and they just feel, I just feel so betrayed. It's like, dude, you worked. They gave you a paycheck.
That's right.
Were you robbing God? If you weren't robbing God, then you can have confidence God's going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you were robbing God, you'd be a little bit worried because it could be a long transition period, but he's full of mercy and grace.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because if you're robbing God, what we're really saying is that money's God, that right. Actually Baal is God, the work of our hand is God. And so God just lets, he kind of proves that in our life. So he goes, listen, this is what I'm going to do. This is Jesus talking, man. This is good. This is very Jesus good. Talking. And it's amazing. Still, only 3% of the church, 97% of the church, the regular church attenders who attend at least twice a month, bless their hearts.
Wow.
And come together with other believers at least twice a month. I mean, just make
don't overdo it now.
Make Shekinah want to come down, right? No. Anyway, remind me to tell you about Shekinah. Anyway, so he says, this is what I'm going to do. Because he realized I had no longer had favor anymore with this boss. For whatever reason, he's giving me a transition package. So quit trying to make him or her happy, right? It's like, turn outward.
It's
turn
over.
Turn your focus outward. Don't get rid of the company t-shirt.
Quick.
Give back the mug.
I remember talking to someone once. They were talking about, you know, they're going to lose their job. They're going to lose their job. They're going to lose their job. And I said, well, you know what that means? And they leaned forward with great anticipation. And they said, what? I said, that means you're going to do something else. And it's true.
Absolutely.
There was a blessing in store. And so he says, I'm going to start handing the boss's stuff out to the people that come and get the groceries and the product. And it was you know, wheat and stuff. It was not microwave goods or frozen goods, guys.
Oh, no.
Sons of thunder. It's amazing what can come frozen. If freezers go out, these guys are in trouble.
We're done.
Yeah, the other radio's over as we know it. That's right. A weight loss program. What do you do with that? You cook it. Put it on top of the stove. Boil it. And so he started giving it at half price. Can you imagine that? You give a 60-day notice to employees according to the Hyde Amendment or whatever it's called, Hyde Law. and they say, thank you for giving me 60 days. I'm going to build a lot of relationships in these next 60
That's
days.
That's right.
And you start selling your company out at half price. Mm-hmm. And so he said, ah, for you, I'll cut your bill in half. For this one, I'll cut the bill in half. Because if you're at the store owner, you're thinking, Jesus, this is not good. I mean, you're already having to fire this dude. And now he's messing you over. I almost used a fastener terminology. But the he's messing you over. Something that would be used with a Phillip head or a standard.
Oh, yeah. I got
it. It
took him a while. Thank God I stopped. Anyway, allegedly. And with that he started giving everybody, the boss who was firing him, mm-hmm. giving them like half off.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't his product. It wasn't his business. And he said, you know, I'm too proud to dig ditches.
Too feeble.
God. You know, I remember digging footers and all that in a construction company when I was in shape. I'm actually in shape now. I'm in a different shape.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all in shape, just different kinds of shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why blousing, as Pat would say, with me, I would just say loose clothes.
Blousing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Like camouflage.
It's amazing. It is literally, it's an amazing thing. It really is. Yeah, we found the Fritos.
What are you wearing? Oh, just a tent.
A bloused tent.
A blousing tent.
No, he really didn't call it that. His mother called it. Oh, I just like the way you blouse your shirt. he's Googling that word now. Anyway, so the boss fired him, so he's selling. This is Jesus. So he's cutting the dude's stuff in half and giving it away, and he says, I'm too proud to dig a ditch.
Mm.
And what else? I'm too. His eyes roll all the way back. And I'm too old to be able to work to do those things. What he said. Something that nature. In other words, he didn't see where he's going to be able to function outside of this. He said, at least when this is all said and done, and this is where we all need to be, when it's all said and done, we need to be able to have relationships with people.
Right.
The most important thing was how you're treating people. Because he says, I at least want to be able to be, I want them to invite me into their homes. I don't want to be in the streets. I want somebody that cares about me and realize I cared about them. It's sad to know that he didn't care until he was going to be on the streets, but that made sense.
Yeah.
And so Jesus says, we need to be shrewd businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be shrewd. And what's about to happen in the world, and what's about to happening as we speak in the economy, they're just buying time, by the way. They're just buying time, getting us closer to the proverbial cliff, which I refer to prophetically as a cliff before the government is calling it a cliff.
Wow.
We even have, you know, is America under God's judgment? You know, all these different prophetic words, and it was a ship going towards a waterfall. But I was saying very specifically, they could push now, but they're just getting us closer and closer, so the push is easier.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And now they're using cliff. They're calling it some sort of cliff in January. It's the tax cut thing and all. So you got to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
To be shrewd, this is Jesus was telling. What would be shrewd? How about not robbing God? You know, yeah. I mean, do you really want
to
be
a good place to start, right? That'd be a good place to start.
Yeah. I mean, come on, dude, you're not going to have anything anyway, probably for a while. Why not do the right things with your marbles now before you lose your marbles? Start thing with your checker pieces now before you lose your checker pieces? You know, while you have that ability and authority, why not be shrewd now and to start, doing what Achan should have done. When God said, the first is mine. Mm-hmm. He says, I'll give you this land, Israel, and I'll do all this for you. But the first place, Jericho, belongs to me. All the treasures, all the booty, all the different things coming out of that, gold and the silver is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a man, his name was Achan. And that's
Achan.
That's what we say. are you a little aching?
Yeah.
You're like pain, aching? Because you'll start suffering in your life. When you're robbing from God, you'll be suffering.
That's right.
And or you'll be suffering without purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Without hope.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Because you knew that you robbed God, and you're thinking there's no, And so they went in there, they defeated, they marched around the walls, they shouted, and just like God said, well, the walls fell into the ground. They literally sunk into the ground, and everybody was terrified, and God gave them the victory, and God gave them all the first, because God was going to give them a lot of different battles, successes, but this first one, the first, and that's what the tithe is, the first of your increase, it's all God's, but just give me the first, he says. You know, God's into ratios, not amounts.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that before. And when Achan, this one man, when he was looking at all this wealth and all this treasure, and America's one of the wealthiest nations in the world and how we're living per capita, and he just saw it, and he goes, I don't think I know this is God's, but I can't afford to give God. I can't afford it. And besides, I like that coat, and I like that wedge of gold, and I'm just going to take it home and put it in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bury it in my tent. That's what he did.
Mm.
So God gave them the victory. Then God says this, America, the church in America. We're not talking to people who don't know God or don't even desire. We're talking to the church here. Then God said, the God that never changes, same yesterday and forever, he said, well, first what happened was Joshua went out and said, listen, we got a little small little battle we're going to have to fight. You know, these Aites. AI, got to go over there and we'll buzz over there because we already got Jericho. I mean, we knocked that big puppy down in the name of Jesus. We're going to go over and knock this whole thing out. So we'll just send a couple guys over there. And they were whacked. They could no longer, even though you won big battles in your life, you can't even win the small ones anymore because of this. And they were defeated, and they come running back and just made in front of and just humiliated. And Joshua falls down on his face, the man who was leading, and he says, what did you bring me here? Oh, my goodness. You just brought us here to kill us. You should have left us in the wilderness, in the desert. Oh, my goodness. Land flowing with milk and honey. We're all destroyed. And God goes, this is how God responds. The same Jesus as the true manager, right? He says, God says, get off your face. Quit whining. Get off your face. Quit complaining.
Mm-hmm.
He says, somebody has robbed me.
Mm.
He says, somebody's got my stuff. This is what he said. This is God.
Mm-hmm.
He says, somebody's got my stuff. And I want you to find who that is. And I want you to get my stuff back. And whoever took my stuff, whoever took it, I want them gone. Of course, we live in the day of grace and mercy, but if you don't see forgiveness, it's not going to be pretty. You're talking about transition records.
Yeah, right.
That's
you
know what
I'm saying? I transition from heaven to... Anyway, so... Mm-hmm. That's a shocker. I mean, everything was falling apart, but it boiled down to somebody was robbing God. Because everything, the treasures of Jericho, the very first battle, God says, that one's mine, I'll give you the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And Achan, who was a little Achan, said that... he just couldn't get over it. And so they started parading the people past, Joshua, and God was giving them words of knowledge. And all of a sudden, when Achan came by, can you imagine?
It's like that radar when you go through the airport. Woo!
Yeah, right.
I think this one's it.
Yeah. I see a wedge of gold under your coat. And so...
What's that hanging out of your back pocket, Achan? What is that under that blousing shirt you got on?
Yeah, and so he, and all of a sudden he comes in front and says, well, listen, those 1,000 people made it. I can make it through this TSA checkpoint.
That wand won't hit me.
And all of a sudden he goes there, and all of heaven goes, whoop, 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 whoop. It's like, there he is. And God says it's him. And then all of a sudden just immediately rebuke. What are you doing taking from God? Look what you've done. You brought this curse on us. Because this is what God said, church. Mm-hmm. And we're talking to believers, not to organizations. Please get over that. we've got to survive this, and we'll only survive it when we find out who the church is. It's people.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know, when somebody says, I love my church, quite often they're not talking about you.
Right.
You know? And you can realize that by how they're treating you. That's right. I thought you loved me. I saw your pen. Anyway, so God said.
No, it was a stained glass.
Yeah.
Tilt.
And God says, I'm out of here. Joshua, if you don't find out who's taking my stuff,
mm-hmm.
who robbed from me what is mine, I'm out of here. You imagine it's like you already said, okay, God, I'm going to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
You told everybody, listen, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. And they say, okay, Joshua, we're going to follow you. You go in, and just like God tells you the battle plan, they follow the battle plan, and God gives you victory, and it all looks great. And you're about to go to your next one, a smaller one. You get defeated, and you're crying out to God, what's going on? And you got to mm-hmm. do that sometimes. You got to find out, Lord, give me it. What's up? Something's up. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, somebody robbed my stuff. And this is what happened. God says, if you don't deal with this, and listen, Church of America, if we don't deal with this, we're paying like $1.3 million per baptized believer, while 97% of the church, according to George Barna, is robbing from God. If you don't deal with this, he says, my presence is out of here. God said, I'm leaving. Can you imagine?
Mm.
Leaving?
Wow.
We just showed up. What happened to the promised land flowing with milk and honey? You don't understand. You can't keep robbing from me, and I'm not going to hang around.
Right.
That's all right.
And he said, I'm out of here. And so immediately Joshua said, we're going to find out who stole the stuff. You know? And when they found out, when Achan passed by, Joshua and the Lord identified, this is the man who was robbing from God. He confesses, when I saw it, it tempted me. I couldn't give it up. And how many people say, it's amazing. And what it is, mm-hmm. you have to understand, it's not about money or increase. It's about love. Who do you love?
That's
who
right.
do you trust? And when we love money more than God, mm-hmm. he says, you can't do that. You'll hate one and despise the other. You can't serve money and God.
Well, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also.
Exactly.
That's right.
And so God's not after our money, he's after our hearts. And if 97% of the church is robbing from God, that means what? That 3% just kind of hangs in there, doesn't it?
It just doesn't go away.
That's right.
And so, you know, with that, then here we are. And so he says, when I saw it, I couldn't help it. I took it. You know, excuses just God didn't buy. And he said, I went and I buried it in my house. I buried it in my bank account. And he buried it in his tent. He went back to his house where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
He dug a hole in the ground and kept it from men's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But he didn't understand you can't keep it from God's eyes.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
And many people are suffering in their lives outwardly because of what you did inwardly.
Mm. That's right.
And since you're so convinced that they didn't see the treasures buried in your tent, then you're not even owning up to the reality is the reason why this is going on is what you've been doing out of men's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're criticizing from me for being your fruit. The reason why I lost an AI is because what you got buried in your tent.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And so you see God moving all over the world in a powerful way. But when you get to Europe, when you get to America, you don't see his spirit moving like he's moving in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because 97% is robbing God. Let me tell you something. Our economy is hit. We are floating a check right now that's going to be cashed very, very soon. We're coming to the edge of a financial cliff. No matter who gets in office, there's people outside this 4.2% of the population of the world who want to rule the world. They're shifting these economies. I've seen the paper money being destroyed. God has shown me these things. I've seen it in my prophetically. He's shown it to me in a vision, and it's all happening. And if we'll quit robbing from God, if we'll be a shrewd manager and just begin to do what we have to do to be more concerned about how we are in God's eyes and men's eyes instead of trying to please some boss who's in it for the wrong reasons, and realize God will reward us for doing that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is how you'll be a shrewd manager. You just honor God. Honor God. Don't even, I mean, if you get 10 oranges, take that first orange and go give it to somebody.
Yeah, right.
If you get $10, don't go look at your bills and then give to God. Take that $1 and quick as you can, you know, where you're being fed, you know, where you're being fed, that's where you want to carry it to the storehouse so you will be fed. But in your offerings, give.
That's right.
And then the rest of it, God says, that's blessed. Listen, I don't know how much time you got left. You know, but no matter what, it just feels good if you started doing like this shrewd young man or shrewd manager and just started doing what's right before he got fired. Because he knew that I would be right with men.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're right with loving men and being welcomed in their homes, that means that you're moving in love. It means you're loving God, loving others in your life, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Don't forget, it's time for us to stop robbing God. Maybe God's presence will come back again in this land. And God, in his presence, let me tell you something, everything changes. Everything changes when God shows up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.